Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. We are going to talk about Me Too.
Hashtag Me Too.
Hashtag Me Too. Not just Me Too. Me You Too?
Me Too.
Me as well. Oh my gosh. This is something I've been wanting to talk about, and it's...
And I've been the one dragging us, like, or holding us back on this one.
Because
like,
I'm so inflammatory.
Yes. Like, and I think that's been my concern, is that I know that this one is probably going to be a point of contention for some people. But I think you have to have this objective perspective. Oh, I'm right.
Yeah.
On the whole movement.
Right. Because I'm starting to see and feel a little of the backlash of it.
Yes.
Which I had spoken of almost immediately after Weinstein.
Yeah.
Of there are degrees. There are degrees to things.
Sure.
And we'll just get this out of the way. I'm going to piss some people off. I've already pissed off some of my friends. I don't care.
I'm just like gritting my teeth over here. I'm just like, oh God, this is going to be horrible.
Oh shit, here goes the loose cannon. Boom, goes the dynamite.
How many emails are we going to get?
Oh gosh. Just as if when I made the comment about feminism is somewhat to blame for Me Too.
Yeah.
And that, boy, that always raised some, that has raised some eyebrows.
Explain that.
Okay. I said on a previous episode that when, with the rise of feminism in the 60s and 70s, we started to raise girls differently that were born then.
Right.
But we neglected to raise boys differently. So there has been some cognitive dissonance in, especially like Gen X people, mm-hmm. as to how to conduct themselves with the opposite sex.
Yes.
So now that we're starting to raise boys a little differently, then I can't wait to see where that goes.
Right.
So with Me Too, with there being degrees, this is not me victim blaming.
Right.
But this is me using some fucking common sense. Somebody who was made to feel uncomfortable, was not touched, was not maybe leered at or something, is not the same as somebody who has been raped.
Right.
These are not the same Me Too category.
Right.
Does it all fall in with like subjugation of women? Yes. But if somebody fucking touched your arm, then I don't want you to go into PTSD therapy and talk about triggers. All right. Number one, let's talk about personal responsibility.
Right.
You can say no.
Yes. Use your words.
Use your words. Fucking words. Number two, always have cash on you.
Yes.
This is a cashless era. But if you have to jump out of a moving car, I'm just going to take it to the extreme for a second. If you are on a bad date and you feel the need to jump out of a car at a stoplight or a moving car or something, yes, you may have your cell phone on you. Yeah, the battery might be dead. You need to have $5 to pull somebody over and be like, I need a fucking ride.
Yep.
I need an instant Uber. I need your cell phone.
I mean,
something.
Also, but don't get into the car with a stranger either, because that could just end up in a worse situation.
That's called Uber.
That's
called ride sharing. We do that all the time, though.
Yeah, that is true.
But, you know, protect your safety.
Yeah.
Don't get shit faced. Go fuck somebody and then afterwards say I was feeling coerced. That does sound like victim blaming.
Yes.
But when I say go fuck somebody, it means like you go fucking ride them hard on purpose. And then afterwards be like, I don't know if I felt comfortable with that.
Or, you know. And
because I felt like he wouldn't like me if I didn't.
And I will say, you know, self-esteem plays a lot into this.
Yes. I guess that's where I'm going, is have some self-esteem, have some self-respect, be concerned for your own safety.
Which is easier said than done for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, self-esteem puts us in situations where we can't use our words.
Right. This message is not only for the women's. I say this is for the men's who you invite a girl home and you don't realize she's a crazy fucking stalker bitch
Right.
And she knows where you live. All right. So be concerned for your safety too. Right. Because there's a lot of crazy stalker bitches out there.
Right. This whole like, want to come over and the first message, mm-mm. you know, let's not do that.
Yeah. And I go.
Play it smart.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't even know who I am. Or I could be
rob you blind. Okay.
Yeah. I could be coming over and bringing like four people with me to rob your house. Right. Like, not okay. Like, so guys, don't think you're safe just because you're a dude.
Right.
And that on me too, as well as like, if I'm going on a date, I'm not getting the me too vibe. Actually, I'm getting me first. I want mine first. So if we're going to do it, it's not me too, it's me first. Yours might be me too, me later. Because I'm going to cut in line. Let's just say that.
I will say, going back to like the inebriation, the one thing that I've seen, there's a group that has a Facebook group that has been made specifically for this city about like, don't date these people.
Ooh.
And it's kind of like horrible Yelp reviews on dudes.
Really? Like, oh my gosh. Happened. You have to show me.
So this has blown up.
Oh, you asked me about somebody on this a while back.
Yeah. So this has blown up in a really bad way in that there are women who are like, you know, oh, I had every intention of fucking him. I got drunk and then I fucked him and now I have regrets. And so now I'm going to blast this person and I'm going to post their picture.
Yes.
I'm going to post their personal information. I'm going to post everything that I know
about
them.
That is what
them.
I mean by the go home, fucking ride him.
Right.
Thing.
Right. Yeah. That it's like, and you know, they want to use the, I was drunk. Okay. Yeah. You were, but you went over there with the full intention of doing this anyway. And now that you have a regret, I don't know that you can necessarily call that an assault.
Okay. So yes, that is probably more clarity to what I meant is, don't use regrets as an excuse to say you were coerced.
Right. Right. Or, you know, I was in the moment. And maybe
the moment can stop any time.
Maybe I did not give an enthusiastic yes, but I was into it and I was getting it and I was happy with it. And then it was over. And then he says some stupid shit. And now I'm mad. And now I'm going to use that against him. So there are people
so
who will always abuse.
It's like a revenge porn kind of thing, but just without the porn part.
Right.
Like, revenge Yelp reviews on dating.
Right. Right. And so you're seeing a lot of very inaccurate, a lot of inaccurate portrayals.
My shit was accurate. Not, I didn't post anything, but if you saw it about me, I was probably that much of a cunt.
So, for me, like I recognize the importance of me too. I do.
I absolutely do.
But I do see people misusing it.
I just feel like it has been trivialized somewhat. And there are times when it's been taken too far because having men in my family who are, to my knowledge, you know, I trained them right. And when they've done something stupid and I've fucking reamed their asses for it. And men that are my friends that I know they're scared right now, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I talk to male friends who say, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to give a compliment or how it would be construed.
Right.
Because they've given compliments saying, that's a nice dress. And the woman has come back saying,
that's harassment.
You're harassing a stranger. And they're like, it's just because they saw a woman in a dress that fit her well.
Right.
That's a nice dress, which I can walk up to a woman and say, that's a nice dress. And they're like, oh, thank you. I got it on sale. It has pockets.
Right.
You know, and the guy walks up to him and they're like, you're harassing me. I'm sorry, ladies. If you get a compliment from a stranger, I don't care how skeezy they are. That does not exactly count as harassment. Again, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, just...
No,
you know,
I mean, some guy walks up to you and is like, nice tits. Sure. All right.
And use your words and be like, dude, really? Why would you say that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and I want to clarify that, like, both you and I are survivors of sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't want anyone to think that we don't have a perspective on this.
I do.
This is like, We both very well, very, very much
That's
do.
Why it annoys me when it gets trivialized with things like, oh, he made a comment.
Right.
And I'm like...
This guy accidentally brushed my hand in an elevator and it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I was just, I guess, my brothers brought me up to say something about it.
Right. Right.
That's who helped bring me up were my brothers. So, see, it's men who taught me speak up.
And I'm going to say right now, for those of you who feel uncomfortable speaking up, I understand.
Yes, I understand it's hard. It is not easy.
Yeah, I want you to know that you have every right to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
That it is not on you at that point. You know what I mean? Like, if you're willing to speak up, if you use your words, if you, you know, confront somebody. And a lot of women, we're not made for confrontation. It makes us uncomfortable.
Or even just, it doesn't have to be in a confrontational way. It can be like, why would you say that to me? That is non-confrontational. It forces them to kind of explain.
But for some people, it feels confrontational.
I'm sure it does.
Because it's personal. It's something that, you know, they feel violated. And sometimes it's the shock factor. I've been in those situations where
I couldn't say anything. I just walked off going, what? In my head, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But later on, I was like, why didn't I say something?
Why didn't I jump his shit?
Yeah, when I was at a majority gay club recently and had an incident where a guy started screaming at me, I got security. And afterwards, security said, well, he said that you were the one who started it. And I was like, he said this, he said that. He's here all the time. We know him. And I just walked and I was like, I just don't want to get shot on the way to the car. And then I walked back to my friends. And afterwards, I was really shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been so long since it's happened to me where it was just like, wait a minute, he's acting like I was lying.
Right, right. That it was you. I was like, what? We're going to believe this person over you.
Yeah, but luckily the people around me.
Here.
Yeah, luckily the people around me were like, girl, we had your back. We saw the whole thing. And I was like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, having it trivialized and also people just flat out lying about it. When it first happened and people were posting Me Too, I saw a post by somebody who I know for sure that it was an untruth. Mm-hmm. And also they were segregating, getting it down to being female and being this in this group. And if you're in this group and you're female and it's happened, then Me Too. And I was like, number one, it's not about being a woman. It's not about being a certain type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
And tell the truth.
Right. Yeah.
So that I felt undermined in my status as, oh, I'm a Me Too, you know, whatever.
Right.
I try and move past the things that happen. Like even just that incident in that bar was only a few weeks ago and it made me really mad. Like the rest of the night and the next day I was like, well, I'm just not going there anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Like this place has become skeezy. I have other places I can go. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, like the reasoning behind why we have to have Me Too is ridiculous.
Right. And you know, I will say that, you know, I was aggressively assaulted by somebody, but it was not a full assault.
Right.
And I was able to use my words
mm-hmm.
and I was able to use my physical strength to get out of the situation.
Right.
I had an issue with saying anything about it because I was like, it's not as big a deal. I wasn't raped. Like I was able to get myself out of the situation. Now, if I had been one of those people,
right.
you know, who
it was an untoward situation.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
If I had been one of those people who was unable to say no,
mm-hmm.
who was unable to fend off the advances, then it could have been a worse situation. And I recognize that. And it doesn't make it any less, but it also doesn't make it the same.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. No, it does. Like I said, there are degrees to this. And to also bringing up something somebody said offhand 20 years ago, that doesn't help it either.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trivializing this. Remember the goal. You know, eyes on the prize, people.
Right. Like, I think the Me Too movement has the best of intentions.
It does.
But I also think...
It's kind of eating itself right now.
But I also think that it helps with victim mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being survivors, you know,
yeah, victim mentality.
We are now victims.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, so victim versus survivor. Mm-hmm. Victim is somebody who I'm always going to blame my trauma. Mm-hmm. My trauma causes me to do this.
It identifies me.
Right. I'm a victim. Feel sorry for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a survivor. I've moved past it. Yeah. I'm on the other side of it. I am stronger. I am smarter. I am whatever because of this. And I'm moving forward instead of staying stagnant in my victimization.
Right. And then sometimes you even get past that where you're like, I am not my descriptor.
Right. Right.
At all.
Right.
Like my noun is not survivor or any of this. It's just, that was part of my experiences. Yeah. Am I a product of all of my experiences? Yes. But not just that one.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, like I said, some people agree, some people don't. I'm sure I'll piss some people off with this.
Please send us emails. Seriously.
It's fine if you disagree. Like I said, it is the backlash that I'm starting to see of sometimes these things go too far and they turn into, you know, colonial Salem.
Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be, I mean, any kind of major movement, there's always going to be like the bad element that's going to infiltrate it and try and turn it or collapse it from the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something unfortunately that we have to deal with, but.
Yeah. I don't say collapse it from the inside. I just say, remember how it started. Remember what the focus was. Mm-hmm. And it was on some pretty serious stuff.
Right.
So it is fine to be uncomfortable and it is fine to, you know, to say this made me uncomfortable or whatever. Just there is a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Right. I am not a survivor because someone accidentally bumped into me at a club.
No. Or because somebody called me names or touched my arm or,
right,
you know, sniffed my hair or whatever.
Ew.
Like, my hair. Like these things happen. I know it sucks.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
And you go and bitch to your friends and you let it out and whatever, but it's, I can't say it enough. Do not undermine when somebody has undergone something very serious.
Yeah.
So.
Don't say same when same. It's not.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, going along with that, and, you know, we can never say same.
Right.
Regardless.
Feelings can be very similar.
Right.
But experiences are not.
Right. You and I can go through the exact same thing and we're going to experience it differently.
Yeah.
Because of our backgrounds, because of our personal beliefs, because of whatever. We're going to experience it differently. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want to undermine anybody's trauma. If it's trauma.
There's us being compassionate. I'm not trying to undermine your trauma, but fucking get a clue.
I don't know that that's compassionate, but we'll leave it at that.
That's as compassionate as I am today. I'm so sorry. Whoops. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.